Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. I was thinking about something while I'm watching, I guess it's my old baseball team, my new baseball team. I'm kidding with my new baseball team, sort of. The Angels are taking on the Orioles, which is the, it got underway first. It's the first game, a bunch of games about to get underway, including the Dodgers about to have first pitch at the Ravine. But I was thinking about, like, I became an Angel fan and I was a little kid and I was kind of new to California. But I didn't really become an Angel fan probably till Wally Joyner, Wally World, whatever. But man, you really got to think about this baseball thing if you're going to select a team to be your team. And here's what I mean by it, okay? It's like, Jason grew up in an area, North Orange County. He's probably, I mean, pretty close to the stadium, probably 15 minutes without traffic, maybe, right?
I once said 5 minutes, and you're like, it's not 5 minutes. It's probably 15 without traffic down the 57, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so 15 minutes from Angel Stadium. And I would say 40 minutes from Dodgers. Not that you ever have a day with no traffic going to Dodger Stadium, but in terms of distance, 40 minutes?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So, and when we grew up, and he's a little older than me, but when we grew up, like, the Dodgers were good. 88, obviously, they won the World Series. But it wasn't like it is now. But again, like, I don't know the thought process that goes into, for you, why you became a fan of who you became a fan of, right? For Beyer, he was in the state of Wisconsin, like the Brewers, your team. Plus the Brewers were, they had spots where they were very good. I mean, back then they had Robin Yount, Paul Molitor. I'm old enough to be, Cecil Cooper?
Sure. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Cecil Cooper. So I remember, like, I was a little kid and we liked the Brewers. And even when I moved out to Southern California, I liked the Brewers. But there wasn't the thought process of, like, who am I going to be a fan of?
Yeah. And I'll also just add something as well. Without interleague play back then, Doug, you could have two favorite teams. Because I actually cheered for the Astros with Bagwell and Biggio and those teams as well. There was never any cross pollination until then. You know, they switched leagues around the same division for a while. But yeah, so like even like back then, like it was, I almost had two favorite teams.
But I'm so, for lack of a better word, like jealous of people who have other stuff. Like they just, like Dodger fans have tradition. You had Vin Scully. You have Chavez Ravine. You have Jackie Robinson. You have Oral Hershiser. I mean, I don't know. It feels like it's like a different sport or a different level. You know, like I mean this when you're in college. Like, again, I went to Notre Dame and it did dawn on me like how important where you go to school and the traditions and all the different things that you do. And like there's lots of places where they play sports, but it's not really who they are. They're just schools. You know, they're just schools. And I'm also thinking about, like, you have all these coaches that get jobs at their first school and, you know, Broncos Nation, like, I can't wait to meet all of you. Like, come on, dude. Like, you just came to collect a check. And anyway, I don't know. I feel that way with baseball especially. There are teams that have these gigantic, historic 100-year traditions and great teams. And they have bad years, too. And then there are other teams that are like, they just basically fill out the schedule. And I kind of feel like my team fills out the schedule. And now I'm questioning my fanhood. And now I'm questioning who I am as a human being.
It no doubt fills out the schedule. The Angels are just another team. Absolutely.
I hate that. And they have Mike Trout, who's in anyone's conversation of maybe the greatest position player ever. Like that good.
I have a bunch of Angel fans and as friends, and I'm gonna enjoy pointing it out that I think the Angels' legacy moving forward for the next several decades is going to be the team that had both Ohtani and Trout and never even smelled the playoffs.
No. All right, we'll circle back to that. Baseball season is underway. Just like in basketball, a successful team starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make winning plays by heading on over to your local Tractor Supply store today. We had a basketball practice for my son's AAU team. We got done and I talked him out of Wild Wings and we went to BJ's. And by the way, just so you know, Jay Stu, I asked everyone there, all the wait staff there, if it was a Pazookie or Pazookie. And they were all, it's a Pazookie. And I'm like, now I was told it's a Pazookie because it's a cookie.
Take that up with Matt Money Smith. He likes to call people on that.
Anyway, so we're watching the Laker game and the Suns had a big win last night. Who else? There was a couple others as well. We were watching a bunch of games. And the Jontay Porter thing was in my head. My son asked him about it. He's like, so wait, you can prop bet on if a guy's going to make threes or not make threes? I was like, yeah. He's like, why haven't guys like bet on themselves to not make them in the past? It's like, well, because you can get kicked out of basketball, like never play again. He's like, oh, well, that makes sense. And I was watching, and it's a little bit like the Tim Donaghy thing has done to so many people, where you assume that all these refs got some action on this deal. And, you know, we all project our own feelings, our own thoughts. And I've always projected, because I like it's just never been a part of who I am. I like the point spreads, but I like knowing afterwards. Like afterwards, you come back like, hey, by the way, that was team. You guys were a 7-point favorite. Like, oh man, how'd they do that? That was pretty good. But I'm watching, and I'm thinking to myself, God, like, how easy is it to just not make a three if some or not score if whatever your prop line is? And then the other part to it is people will always ask, well, Jontay Porter, yeah, he was only making $400,000, but his brother signed a gigantic contract. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't know many family members that when I'm making $400,000, you're going to ask me for some money, right? But there is the, hey, if he needed money, couldn't he have just asked his brother for it to cover whatever losses he had, or why would he do it? Here's Jontay Porter's brother, Michael Porter Jr., of course, plays for the defending champion Nuggets, when he was asked about his brother being linked to a gambling inquiry.
Jontay loves the game of basketball. You know, he's really excited to play. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. So I know that I've known my brother my whole life. I know what type of dude he is, and I know he's excited to play basketball, and I highly doubt he would do anything to put that in jeopardy.
I mean, it's your brother. What are you going to say? My brother's a gambling addict. He would honestly bet on what size your sneakers are. but it's a terrible position for Michael Porter Jr. because he doesn't know. Like, you have your own life. You're a grown up. Like, he may be your best friend, but he's in a different city in a completely different world. It's interesting, though. Like, I try to not, as you guys have learned, I almost always believe in the good in people. And I almost always give people the benefit of the doubt. And I realize that people make mistakes. But I don't know. It's my belief in people that, but I watched last night and the gambling element of it really crept into my head. And I was just kind of, it was like a flurry of like, I wonder what that guy's prop bet lines are. I wonder what that guy's prop bet lines are. I wonder if he knows what it is. It's a crazy thing when you think about it. And it was really cool to have the discussion with my son where he's sitting there going like, so, because I've told you guys before that there's a couple of different apps where you can kind of use fantasy points and bet on things and you win money, but it's not real money. And I was like, dude, these are all just gateway drugs to gambling. He's like, what do you mean? I'll just kind of explain him what a gateway drug is. He's like, well, have you ever done that? I was like, yeah. I was like, but I don't gamble on games now. Well, so it's not, you're not an addict. It's like, no, but that doesn't mean that you can't be addicted to it. Like, everybody gets addicted to it. When you start winning money, you think you can do it. So you think it's easy. I mean, this is something that's very simple. If he intentionally took himself out of a game because he had money on himself to not reach the prop bet line, he never plays basketball again professionally, correct? At least in the States. Dan Byer, what do you think? Is that too outlandish?
Yes, no, 100%.
Yeah.
Agreed. And another stuff swirling on around the internet, and maybe some of this stuff goes deeper. Who knows what's real or not? But basically, to your point, if that's what's proven, it's over.
And isn't it crazy that we are? And I actually agree with that. Okay. So what I'm going to state is the other side to it, but I do actually agree with that being the, you have to draw a hard and firm, this is not acceptable. Like, well, we're a country of second chances. Like, yeah, sort of. Right? There are certain things that you don't get a second chance from. Right? You know, you just don't. It is interesting, though, like if you get a DUI and hurt somebody in the DUI, eventually you get to get back in your car. Eventually. You may serve time in jail. You may not be able to drive, but eventually you do. You bet on yourself, okay, positively or negatively, but especially if you bet on yourself negatively and if it affects the game, you're done. That's it. Chase Stu, is that too harsh a punishment?
No, it's not too harsh a punishment. And I think yesterday when you talked about the NCAA president's statement about these prop bets, and it goes back a couple of days when Byer was like, I just can't believe that it's gotten to a point in sports gambling when you could bet on a reserve player's three-point attempts. And it all seems ridiculous. And I do agree with the sentiment of the NCAA president. Like, why do we have these prop bets? This is, seems like where it would get most dangerous. You know, these reserve players don't make as much money, and maybe this is where the danger will happen. So if you eliminate these prop bets, it seems like maybe a lot of this would go away. I don't know.
Yeah, some would go away. But again, the reserves can also affect the spread as well. Like, let's just be honest, right? If this, the same reserve, if Jonte Porter, if the line is 7, he's in at the end of a game, like, he can still greatly affect the final score, the final outcome. Reserves still play a role. Obviously, when you affect it individually even more that way. Can you imagine if it was assists and you're just like, you're like a guy, it's like, oh, over is like 7 assists and you like refuse to pass the ball to anybody. It's like, why has he shot the ball like 25 times? You know? Or every time you pass the ball, you ask for it right back. I try to not let little things affect me. Like, because my operating belief, and tell me if you guys operate this way, is all of these stories We make it seem like everybody's doing it. But the truth is, they wouldn't be a story if everybody's doing it. Very few, if anyone's doing it. You know, I use that with football players. You know, people are like, well, you know, this one football player, you know, beat his wife. Like, yeah, okay, but there's, you know, on a NFL roster, there's 53 guys. So one guy, one out of 53 being a domestic abuser, while awful, ratio-wise, shows you there's 52 other grown-up men that know to keep their hands off women, right? Like I tried, just like on an NBA team, there's 15 guys on a roster. One guy out of 450 NBA players does this. It reflects poorly on all of them, but it really does make you question all of them.
You know what popped into my head, Doug? You just talked about the assist portion of it, of a guy not passing the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We were up in arms over, was it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trying to get his 30-point mark right for the Thunder in team history, and
yeah,
guys trying to get triple doubles and allowing stuff like that. What about if that's happening? You know, you bet yourself on the over of 8 rebounds, and, you know, you're manipulating it to the... So at the end of the game, like, we're up in arms over fake milestones or, you know, breaking records that maybe in the grand scheme of things don't mean anything. Imagine doing it so you can win a bet.
That's crazy. That's a great point you make. Give us your thoughts. Does it change the way you're watching sports? At Gottlieb Show, Twitter, at Gottlieb Show on Instagram as well.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. We're getting ready for the Sweet 16. Spring is here in many places, although a lot of rain coming here to SoCal this weekend. You guys know that? A lot of rain. Which, of course, I believe will turn to snow when it gets to everybody else, like late. There's a part of me, I don't want to say that, but I don't know. There's a part of me that wonders if spring isn't worse than winter, even the Midwest, Iowa, Sam. We kind of talked about this a little bit yesterday. By that, I mean, like, look, the reality is that the winter is cold, but you know it's going to cold. The spring teases you.
Yeah.
Just can really, really tease you. Really tease you. Anyway, major rain coming the way of Southern California.
I was just going to say, Doug, March in the Midwest, it can snow, and it's also brown and muddy and mucky, and it's overcast like the entire month. When there's snow on the ground, there's something like very aesthetically pleasing about that, at least for like a few weeks. And so, March, like spring, early spring in the Midwest, it can be brutal.
It can be brutal. Tonight, you got Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, UConn, Alabama, North Carolina, Illinois, Iowa State. Illinois, Iowa State is the game that everybody thinks is going to be the best game. San Diego State, UConn is the rematch of the national championship game. Although San Diego State has, lost their center to graduation, their power starting four man to the portal. He's now at Arizona. People don't think, and it's in Boston. I think that one will be closer than the line tells you. Carolina, Alabama is going to be fun. Alabama scores the way Carolina usually does. Carolina actually defends this year. And then Clemson, Arizona, probably our best shot at an upset. Not because Clemson's that good, but they're just older, well-coached. And Arizona can give you some really poor performances to go along with really good ones. Also, and this is kind of more up Byers alley, is great contrast in uniform colors in all of them. Right? You don't have... you only have one kind of traditional uniform or whatever, traditional power in each of these games, but it's a great contrast, right? The Iowa State will be in white, Illinois will be in orange, but they're maroon and yellow, whereas Illinois is orange and blue. Carolina's, they'll be in white, but Carolina with the baby blue Argyle down the side going against Alabama. UConn, their uniforms have pretty much, and they've gone back to more of the traditional UConn uniforms when they've won these national championships against San Diego State, who Jordan Brand, it's okay, but they'll be rocking the dark uniforms. And then Arizona against Clemson again, red, white, and blue against orange and purple. Good uniform contrast. And we have, I think, really competitive games. And if the top seeds win, which the top seeds have won, then you got a chance to get. And I have Illinois beating Iowa State, but you have a chance at an incredible Elite Eight. What we didn't have with all of the upsets, it makes up for it now because you have the better teams playing. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonte Porter deal. Obviously, Michael Porter was asked about it last night. We all talked about it. It's like all of a sudden you start to look at guys differently when they come in off the bench, knowing what their prop bet line is. Where is the NBA in this investigation?
Yeah, I've been told it's still ongoing, but I'm not naive after, my own instincts, but also talking to people that this isn't going to be the only example of Jonte Porter being the lone player that could be involved in investigations here, because once the NBA and frankly all professional leagues decide to do business with gambling sites, philosophically that's fine, but it opens up a whole Pandora's box of different issues here. And I think the other thing that's challenging, it's not even just about, gambling and using that as revenue streams, but just how much it's gotten into the minutia to what you mentioned about parlays and individual performances. So I would be surprised that moving forward it would involve a significant player, because they just have so much to lose and little to gain. But I would understand if it winds up affecting end-of-the-bench guys, because, the potential win for that has a lot more upside than any consequence. But that being said, there's still a lot of consequences, because this could be the end of his career and anyone else's career that's involved with us.
No question. Mark Medina, our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider, joining us. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. What happens to Draymond after that? He was ejected last night.
I think that they're going to proceed as forward, but I think that, what yesterday's incident shows, that I think you hit on the head, that Draymond's not going to fundamentally change his behavior. And the Warriors, I think, had the pragmatic approach that they knew and sensed and dreaded that he's going to have incidents like this, but they were at least hoping kind of the basic low-hanging fruit. Don't punch a guy. Don't put anyone in a chokehold. And don't get in ridiculous ejections and technicals. And I think they weren't thinking that once he served those suspensions that he was never, ever again ever going to get into it with the refs, never get a technical, never get an ejection. But it's got to be worth it. It's got to be over a controversial call. And here, the context of it was disappointing. Early in the game, it's an important game, obviously, because every game matters with them just trying to make the play-in tournament. And it's an incident because it was so early that it could have cost them. Now, for the Warriors' gratitude, Steph Curry lit it up. They escaped with a win. But there is this feeling that, okay, here we go again. He hasn't learned any lesson whatsoever. But I think the Warriors pragmatically are on the spot that, you know, they're better off with all the good that he brings, and they're going to say all the things they can to manage him, but ultimately Draymond's the only one that can do that, and we've seen how that goes.
Well, the problem with it is last night was actually a great night for Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
And yet it's overshadowed by this Draymond thing, and they've been waiting for this from Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah, and I think with Andrew Wiggins and really anyone else, I don't think the Warriors have been able to depend on a reliable factor beyond Steph Curry playing Steph Curry. And so I think that if you look at any future games until the next few weeks, if Draymond gets suspended or ejected, this could really cost them. So they dodged a bullet, but every game here matters, and it's the least that they need to worry. It's the least thing that can happen to them, because when Draymond was on the floor, he contributed them finally getting their act defensively. They've been more consistent. So at this point of his career, he should be better than at least not getting into the refs with just over a very simple foul call early in the game.
Okay, so what's really going on here with Glenn Taylor, who now says he's taking the Wolves off the market, and A-Rod and his partner missed this last payment?
Yeah, I've been told that it's kind of equivalent to, you know, the process of buying a house, that from Glenn Taylor's point of view, what rattled his cage was that they technically owed different portions of payment throughout this process, and they missed two of those payments. They had already put down a 40% down payment. They owed two different installments to get to 20% each, so that they would own 80% of the team, and they missed those payments, according to people around Glenn Taylor. And so even if they have the money now to pay it off at once, he didn't feel like it was appropriate to go along with this because they missed the deadlines here. So now, what happens moving forward? They're probably going to litigate this through arbitration, so we'll see what that happens. But I've been told that Glenn Taylor is very adamant that he doesn't want to, you know, sell any more shares to them, and he also doesn't want to sell the franchise here. But that doesn't mean that everything's going to go south, because as it stands right now, you know, Glenn Taylor owns 60% of the team, and, you know, Alex Rodriguez and his business partner owns 40%. So, you know, things can still stand as is.
That's nuts. That's crazy. Like, literally, the ownership was supposed to change hands, and then it didn't, and now he's like, nope, off the market. And
And here's the other wrinkle, is that if they completed this transaction, Glenn Taylor is still going to be a minority owner at 20%. And, you know, I brought it up, the question, was any of this kind of seller's remorse? You know, the Timberwolves are now a really good team. They could be even a championship contending team. And they did concede the fact that Glenn Taylor didn't want to completely walk away from the franchise. That's why they had kind of this three-year process of these payment installments. But it would only be for him to own 20% of the team. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. These are all business things that have a lot of details in the weeds, but that's the information that emerged so far in the last few hours.
Who's the team most likely to beat the Nuggets?
I would say the Celtics, because of just their depth, great starting lineup. I presume it'll be relatively good health, but I think the Denver Nuggets, even with the short-term scare with Jamal Murray's injury situation, that they're going to be fine. And I think when you look at the West landscape, clearly the Clippers have been inconsistent as of late. Minnesota, Oklahoma City are good, but they're still young. So I think it's the Denver Nuggets to lose, and the Celtics have, you know, somewhat of a chance behind them to get it.
Mark, great stuff as always, man. Always a ton of information, and we appreciate having you on.
I appreciate you, Doug.
Right, that's Mark Medina, our Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. Yeah, I mean, Draymond, it can't happen. But it did. But it did. And it's interesting, you know, there's been a lot of, I got a lot of feedback on my Caitlin Clark deal from yesterday, Jay Stu. And, you know, you get people like, well, you know, what's the big deal? It's just, you see this in the NBA, like you don't see it in men's college basketball. And when you do see it, guys get ejected for it or guys get suspended for it, you know, and there becomes a substantial fine. And, you know, again, like I have no reason to doubt that some of women's basketball's theatrics is over watching the NBA players. And then, you know, what you see, sometimes you're over the top in how you react. And that's how they feel like they are. That's how I feel like they are. Yes, I was Sam.
So you were talking about this. And Kelly Oubre did call three referees the B word.
Yeah, he
pointed at him.
He thought he got fouled. He said, You're a B.
So what, did anything come of that?
You're a B.
Is he going to get fined?
Happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris Paul, last November, ejected after saying you're a B to a referee.
Yes. Yeah, they're all kicked out, suspended, fined. Right. If you get ejected, there's a certain fine amount. And then for Kelly Oubre, who didn't get ejected, he will get a substantial fine. He said, you're a B, you're a B, you're a B. Then he said, your mom's a B, your dad's a B. And I think there was something else that he mentioned as well. It was an all-timer.
Way to make it personal there.
Yeah. Jay Stu, I think you said your grandma's a B too. Like, man, he got the whole family. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring the jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay at Express. Pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find a location near you. That's expresspros.com. Coming next to the Doug Gottlieb Show, we're live at the TireRack.com studios. One NFL owner is not happy with how his league is operating. Who is it? Find out next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Happy opening day of baseball to you. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Hiring at Express couldn't be any easier. Just check out expresspros.com, find a location near you. Reminder, shortly after the show, podcast is up. Plus, we have an hour podcast, Stands Alone. Download wherever you download podcasts on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Subscribe, review, download, like it. All that other stuff helps. Let's get to the press.
the press.
Andy B., what do you got, buddy?
I do want to talk a little Sweet 16. I mean, like I even asked Jason, and because of the contest that we're in, it is kind of even overshadowed opening day a little bit. But I'm just really excited tonight. I thought about going to the games, ended up not working out in terms of life stuff, but I'm really excited for tonight's games in LA and Boston.
No question, me too. I love Cinderella stories, but I like that we don't really have one here, which will give us better second weekend games. And I like the location of tonight's, even though LA is not really a buzz about it being in LA. And I think Boston would be the same if not for UConn. I like where we are with this thing. It's going to be a great next 2 weekends.
I also think that there's situations as well where, I mean, it's coin flips. I mean, could you imagine? I mean, if chalk holds on this side of the bracket, even if Illinois would beat Iowa State, a UConn-Illinois Elite Eight with a North Carolina-Arizona regional final, like, that is just it's amazing. And plus, I like opening day in April. I know there's more days off. You don't want the World Series dragging on longer. You have expanded playoffs. I get all of that. I'm a Monday opening day guy, and I'm have an opening day in April type of guy. Just kind of, it's just still a little early to me.
Oh, yeah, no question, it's still early. AJ Stewart apparently in the portal, although
it's going to be one of my stories. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right.
One of your stories?
That's all right. I don't have a lot today, so we're kind of vamping.
He should go to stores, play in stores, store in stores.
Why not? Yeah.
That's a good story.
That wouldn't be half bad. All right. Jason, you're excited for hoops tonight, even more so than baseball?
I'm excited because of the survivor pool that we're in. A lot of money on the line.
Jason, who did you pick?
I got UNC moving forward tonight. And I think I want to say you like UNC, right, tonight, Doug?
I do. Alabama's got a really good point guard who's having a great year. But, yes, I really like Alabama. I like Alabama, but I have Carolina winning the game.
Go Tar Heels.
Jason has also taken something that Doug said in the show at one point today and has used it to influence him as well.
I changed my Iowa State pick to Illinois because Doug says take the 1.5 and then they're going to win too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just take the 1.5 and shove it where the sun don't shine, sweetheart.
I'm going to go with the Cyclones tonight.
Yeah, the opposite.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah. Iowa Sam and I siding in that one. All right. Jets owner Woody Johnson denies getting...
This is so weird, this story. I'm glad you get to it. Go ahead.
Denies getting into a heated argument with head coach Robert Saleh. Johnson characterized the report as, quote, another irresponsible report from the NFL Network, end quote. And he couldn't be misquoted because he tweeted it. The report came... Colleen Wolfe had said on a podcast... She obviously a prominent member of the NFL Network, that a source told her that Saleh and Johnson got into this heated argument. It was refuted by a couple of Jets beat writers who say they were with the two that evening and that no such exchange occurred. And Woody Johnson putting more to douse the flames of anything going on between the head coach, but also took a shot at the NFL Network.
Right. That's the part that's really interesting. It's like, you know, forever... I remember during my time at ESPN, they talk about, like, look, this is really hard, right? We have a partnership with all of these conferences and all of these sports brands to run their content, and yet we also are a news-gathering organization. Sometimes we have to, you know, deliver bad news. Well, you look at the NFL Network, it's not a partnership. They are the NFL. They're owned by the NFL, and then the NFL's the commissioner is really that there at the behest of the owners. So while Colleen Wolfe's not an employee, he's not that far removed, you know, from being another false report. What were the other ones, Woody? I'd really like to know what the other ones were.
Yeah, me too. J.K. Dobbins going to try to come back from significant injury, going to meet with the Chargers. He's been injured as of late, tore his Achilles.
I love J.K. Dobbins. Great catching the ball in the backfield. And we've seen young guys come back from Achilles. But, maybe you get him on the fly, on the cheap. It is interesting, though, that Greg Roman, you can tell, this is how, if you think your friends and Greg Roman liked you and respected you, and you're still in the NFL and you haven't gotten a call from the Chargers on offense, then he didn't really like and respect you, right? He's got Hayden Hurst. Who's the other running back he got? The kind of between
Gus
the tackles.
Edwards.
Yeah, Gus Edwards. Right? Again, these are former Ravens. Really interesting when guys, we always talk about who they bring. What about who they left behind and chose not to bring? That's interesting to me.
You just touched on this a few seconds ago, but 2 days after entering the NBA draft, Wisconsin's A.J. Storr has also entered the transfer portal. He entered the NBA draft while keeping his college eligibility open, now in the transfer portal. So A.J. Storr open for business.
So I think A.J. Storr goes to league, but I don't know. But this is where NIL is a good thing, because it will keep guys who are borderline draft picks or likely not to be drafted in college more. I don't think A.J. Storr is one of those guys, but I do think that NIL keeps guys in college longer. Now, I don't love him bouncing to multiple teams, make more than two teams, but we'll see. If A.J. Storr does return to college, I think he would be making more in college than he would in the league this coming year.
We knew that Keith Dambrot was retiring as the head coach of Duquesne. Now they found his replacement, promoting Drew Joyce to be the Duke's men's basketball coach.
And, of course, Drew Joyce, best friends, high school friends with LeBron James. And I put this out there on Twitter, like, what if he sent Bronny to go play for him? It's not crazy. Every guy in the world knows that you want to have somebody looking out for your son and his basketball team. Not crazy.
Mookie Betts has just hit a home run for the Dodgers, his second of the season. Dodgers up on the Cardinals by a score of 3-0.
It's possible Shohei misunderstood that Mookie doesn't bet. His last name is Betts. And possible? Anybody else? They're like, you can't bet on baseball. Like, Mookie Betts?
We're going to just end on that. We're going to Costanza it.
Yes! Hey, get out there and press!
That was the press.
What was your dorky Doug joke of the day that I just tried to outdo? I can't even remember what it was.
It was the white pee on the Phillies hat.
Oh, the white pee on the Phillies hat. Oh, well, then you're hydrated. I think that was more sophisticated than mine. Which one was worse, Jason Stewart? You be the judge. Which one was worse?
Oh, the white pee.
White pee is worse. All right, you win. You win. Check out the In the Bonus podcast. It's live, top of the hour. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.